Chapter 1. Life Behind the Smiley Face. My first memories are a kaleidoscope of happiness. A small red house surrounded by a wooden fence. My free-spirited mother, Judy. My big outgoing father, Jerry. My older brother, Marcus. And me, baby Hope. On the outside of the fence, for everyone passing by to see, was a giant yellow smiley face. On the other side was a yard with a sandbox and a jungle gym, an English sheepdog named Charlotte, rabbits and turtles and kittens. Out back, we played red light, green light, and had Easter egg hunts and birthday parties. Inside the house, my mother, a budding photographer, set up a darkroom to develop film, as well as a workout room where she practiced karate. I snuggled with my parents in their bed and watched TV. The cozy kitchen was where we had family spaghetti dinners. Smiley face on the fence. Happy people in the house. But as with so much of my life, the truth is a little more complicated. Clutter. Plastic toys, yard equipment, bikes, an old jalopy filled up our side yard. The neighbors complained, so my parents were forced to put up a fence to hide all our crap. My mom didn't like thinking the neighbors had won some kind of victory, so she painted that garish yellow happy face as tall and as wide as the fence would allow. The smiley face wasn't a reflection of internal happiness. It was a big fuck you to our neighbors. 2. How did we all arrive there, in a tract house on Marshall Street in Richland, Washington? My mother came for the same reason most people settled in Richland, because of the nuclear reactors. Richland, Washington looks like a normal American town, with neat rows of streets along the banks of the Columbia River. But behind that unremarkable facade is a complex history. A town created in the dark shadows of the American dream. During World War II, the U.S. government searched for an isolated swath.